That gonna happen.
I'm telling you from a married woman point of view, this shit is not gonna be real. Even though you with somebody, I'm just keeping it real. I'm married to a female, and everything that female go through with her other female, she bring it to me, and it's like, you know what I'm saying. I know what type of woman you is, so. I mean, I know you ain't gonna never get it right. You ain't gonna never get it right unless somebody that really just know you like I know you.
Yeah.
Lay it down to you. You know what I'm saying? But don't nobody know you like I know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That might be the same way the town feeling like. Don't nobody know how she feels. Yeah, don't nobody know you
but
like
I'm gonna fix
whoever
mine.
You married to.
Yeah.
Like she know you. And she ain't gonna feel clean.
I'm not gonna feel complete.
But you know what though? A lot of people don't understand. It takes a fucking lot to get a divorce. It takes a lot of money. It takes more to get divorced than it do to get married.
But they wasn't together. When I met him, he was not with her then.
A lot of people always say
you can run an ad in the paper,
and then you know what I'm saying, like selling the ad, and then they don't contest it, then you can always get a divorce.
So I mean, I don't know because I never been married. So you get what I'm saying?
It's my second time being married.
Yeah, so I never been married. Okay. So in other words, what you saying, like with me, I'm listening.
The first time I married, I married to my kids. The second time I married, I'm married to a female.
Okay.
To this day, I'm married to a female.
Okay.
I have a wife.
Okay.
But in a sense of a direction, were
you ever discouraged about being married and holding the vows about whatever you decide to do in life?
You know what? Yes. Why? Because I was in a relationship. But I still cared about what was going on with my wife, too.
Okay,
and
so.
I can tell you.
So him, I mean, nah, I mean him. I'm a man. I'm talking to a woman. I'm talking to a beautiful black queen as a woman. So I mean, I got to have a sense of fine direction to find out, like, okay, what made you change your direction to actually seek your soul into a woman? But we're not seeking your soul into a man. So this is what I'm asking a beautiful black woman as a queen. As a black woman, should be able to uphold her man through the struggles and the strife. So I'm asking that question.
What question did you ask
me? I just asked all five. What is your beautiful black strength to not uphold a beautiful black man as a king? Hold on.
How can I uphold a king when I'm married to a fucking queen?
What makes a woman to have a desire to drive for another woman? When a man can be able to do the same significance.
And I'm married to a woman. So would you not consider that to be
50-50? You got both sides of a woman. You got both sides of a man. So what would you not be able to call a consideration 50-50 in the middle of the table? So I'm just asking a question.
And I'm finna give you an answer.
So I'm listening.
First of all, number one, a woman know what a woman wants. You understand me?
We listen. That's all 50-50.
That made me go and marry a woman in the first motherfucker.
But listen.
Number two, a woman understand my feelings. Number three, a woman understand my emotion. Number four, a woman understand where I'm coming from. Number five, a woman understand what I need. Number six, a woman understand the goddamn scenario of each and everything that come from a woman. So that's six reasons, and you only gave me one.
Get what? I can give you all 10 from a man. I can give you all 10 from a man.
But you asked me, though, from a woman.
I'm just saying. Yeah, can a woman be a nurturing person to be able to go in there and be a substantial of a man figure in a household and be able to hold them kids? Now, number two, can another man or a woman? No, a woman cannot be able to come in the household and be head of the household.
Yes, she can.
Three,
she can do it better than man.
Three. Even if a woman makes a substantial much of money more than a man, she cannot be able to still hold a household down like a man. So, Can a woman bear fruit without a man?
But you know what?
Hell, can she bear fruit without a man?
Number one, I was 39 years old and I married my wife. I had 5 kids, all of them was grown, and I had 8 grandkids. I did not need fruit. What I needed was companionship, and my wife gave me
everything that I needed. Like a male can't get I'm not down. Hold on. Hey, Keith. Never mind. Hold on. I'm not down no woman that she can't give another person companionship. But still, in the same significant, that you have to have a man in the household at all time. Even though the systems out here criticizing and crippling all black males at every given time. So, a male has to be somewhere in there to give significance to a household and a home. That's what a male has to do. Bottom line.
Wife gave me everything that I need, and I can't deny her nothing. She gave me
11.
She gave me
companionship.
She's
seen. I got a question. Do you have kids?
I have 5 kids.
Okay, so she had 5 kids, right? So you got 5 kids. So you had to have that male companionship to be able to allow you to have 5 kids.
That was my time being married. I'm in marriage twice.
Okay,
my first time
so
was to my kids,
but that was not off the male companionship. It was not off the male companionship.
No matter
what,
that's the best old woman marries.
And I tell you, man, you know what? You're a grateful, beautiful black lady, but I cannot make you change your significance.
You ain't gonna make me change my significance. So, my wife fulfilled everything that it was to fulfill. She was a companion. She paid bills. She helped me see about my kids, my grandkids. She was there. She paid bills. She seen about the household. She seen about me mentally, physically, emotionally, everything. My wife was there. My wife did everything it was to see. And that's my wife. More than a nigga could ever do.
And you know what?
Right now, and I'm questioning that nigga.
And you know what? We're not down there. We respect all women. We respect every love and love and situation. You know what I'm saying? So straight up to the LBJ, man. You know what I'm saying? We love you and everything locked inside my radio, bro.